Mohammed grew very fond of her and was overjoyed when, at the end of 629, she became pregnant. He named their son Ibrahim and loved carrying him around Medina, inviting all passers-by to praise the baby's beautiful complexion and his likeness to himself. However, sorrow came along with joy. Mohammed's daughter Zainab had died shortly after he made the lesser pilgrimage, and later that year he lost two members of his family in a disastrous expedition to the Syrian border. We know very little about this ill-fated campaign. Mohammed may have wanted to bring the Christian Arab tribes there into the Ummah as confederates, on the same basis as the Jewish tribes of Khaybar. At all events, he dispatched Zayd and his cousin Ja'far to the north at the head of an army of 3,000 men. At the village of Muta, near the Dead Sea, the Muslims were attacked by a detachment of Byzantines. Zayd, Ja'far, and 10 other Muslims were killed, and Khalid, who had also accompanied the expedition, decided to bring the troops home. When Muhammad heard the news, he went directly to Ja'far's house, distraught to think that he had brought his dear cousin home to his death. Asma, Ja'far's wife, was baking bread, and as soon as she saw the expression on Muhammad's face, she knew that something terrible had happened. Muhammad asked to see their two sons, knelt down beside the little boys, hugged them close, and wept. Immediately, Asma began to lament in the traditional Arab way. The women hurried to her, and Mohammed asked them to make sure to bring the family food during the next few days. As he walked through the streets to the mosque, Zayd's little girl ran out of their house and threw herself into his arms. Mohammed picked her up and stood there in the street, rocking her and weeping convulsively. The defeat at Muta had further jeopardized Muhammad's position in Medina. When Khalid brought the army home, he and his men were booed and hissed, and Muhammad had to take Khalid under his personal protection. But in November 629, the situation in Arabia changed dramatically. The Quraysh broke the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Aided and abetted by some of the Quraysh, the tribe of Bakr, one of their Bedouin allies, made a surprise attack on the tribe of Khuza'a, which had joined Muhammad's confederacy. Khuza'a promptly asked Muhammad for help, and the Quraysh woke up to the fact that they had given Muhammad a perfect excuse to attack Mecca. Safwan and Ikrimah remained defiant, but Suhail was beginning to have second thoughts. Abu Sufyan, however, went further and arrived in Medina on a peace initiative. At this point, Abu Sufyan had no desire to convert to Islam, but he had realized for some time that the tide had turned in favor of Muhammad and that the Quraysh must try to get the best deal they could. In Medina, he visited his daughter Habiba and sat in conference with some of Muhammad's closest companions, trying to find a way of distancing himself from the dispute. Then he returned to Mecca, where he tried to prepare his fellow tribesmen to accept the inevitable. After his departure, Muhammad began to plan a new campaign.